Another story out and around the place is the CIA. This is after WikiLeaks has indicated that it believes that it's got into the middle of the way in which the CIA gathers information. And on top of that, also is capable of spying on, well, just about anybody in the community. These are so-called Vault 7 documents. And it says, or alleges it says, it reveals the CIA's entire hacking capacity. Let's go to a man who knows more about this than just about anybody from the Centre for Internet Safety at the University of Canberra. Nigel Fair is on the phone right now. Many thanks for your time, Nigel. How serious is this for the CIA and for security agencies around the world?
Yeah, g'day, Ross. I'd say pretty serious in the scheme of seriousness. It's obviously, they don't like their capability being let out into the public domain. They certainly don't want their adversaries to know that they can hack smart devices. So I'm sure they're not too happy at the moment.
And in that regard, should any of us be at all surprised that our smartphone or our smart TV or pretty much any device could potentially spy against us if security authorities chose to do so?
And that's the real uptake of what's come out of this is, you know, we've seen in movies for quite some time that, you know, lots of folklore and hacking going on and eavesdropping, but this basically is the real deal. This is it going on. And I actually find the smart TV to be the really interesting component because it's part of a connected house. And when you think, you know, all the listeners out there, what do? They spend a large chunk of their evening in front of the television and you sit with your family, your friends, you eat your dinner maybe. You get on a mobile device, you make some phone calls. It's a great place to record people's activity.
So from that point of view, is there anything I could possibly do if I was at all concerned about my security to avert the potential spying risk if, say, for example, I had any reason to, which, to be honest, I've got to tell you, Nigel, I don't. Anybody could listen into any of my conversations at home. They'd find them highly inane and not very entertaining most of the time, I would suggest.
That's right, and I'm sure the majority of people are like that. However, our national security agencies, and of course, you know, we're members of the Five Eyes regime, so we have access to that here. For their people of interest, I'm sure they're very interested with what they do in certain environments and certain locations.
And given that we are a part of that Five Eyes that includes, say, for example, the UK, Australia, New Zealand, the Canada and the United States, do you believe there's any chance or any risk that even our security authorities here may have similar types of technology that may allow them to gain access to information even in our community?
Well, I'm going to put it a different way. I would be disappointed if they didn't have that capability because of the Five Eyes membership. I would expect there'd be technology transfer with everything coming with technology and eavesdropping capability. So I think we can take it as a given.
I'll tell you what, always good to have you on the program. Nigel Fair breaks that down really well. And from the Centre for Internet Safety at the University of Canberra, Nigel Fair, anybody who wants to listen in tonight, my place, I'll be there by myself. I'll be watching a little bit of telly. I'll make a bit of dinner. I won't talk to anybody for most of the night because I will be there by myself. If I do speak, be a bit surprised because, as I say, that'll mean I'm going slightly mad as well. Nigel, as always, appreciate your time here on the program.
Thanks, Ross.